The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This program is not censored. Consider yourself warned.
Lights, camera, action.
When a script is written that is so bad that no one will film it, two men will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads. With Sean McBee and Trevor Thompson.
Yes, Sean is desperately seeking Susan. And by Susan, I mean Madonna in the early 80s. Sean, are you okay?
You turned my headphones down way too
high. I wouldn't do that to you.
I couldn't hear anything.
Well, so do you need to hear things? Is that
typically?
Typical Sean, always needing to hear things.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to this is going to be part two of Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Nice.
Though all we can tell so far is, you know what? Just do the thing.
Oh, that's right. We have to do Previously on Table Reads.
Previously on Table Reads.
Table Reads.
Fuck. So, all we've seen of Beetlejuice so far is that he's apparently working at an afterlife vast supermarket.
Yes.
Mopping up the aisles and gazing at a picture of Lydia.
Maybe that's where Murder Kroger went. Our local Murder Kroger.
Yes.
Moved on to the afterlife.
Okay, so Beetlejuice is working at the Murder Kroger in the afterlife.
And this is Kelly, everybody.
And that's Kelly, our special guest for this script. And hopefully many, many in the future.
They just needed me to deadpan Lydia. The only reason they picked me.
No. Actually, it's because I'm tired of making girl voices.
No, you're
on
not.
On every script.
Sean, over 20 years...
I've we've never, seen the heels in the closet.
I know. Okay. Listen, we've performed in many different ways. Some without an audience, mostly with an audience that wishes they weren't there. But if it's one thing that Sean can do, it's pull off and put on a skirt. No, is do girl voices. You are very adept, especially with all the Python, you know, Pepper Pot sketches and stuff that we did.
Those are not girl voices.
Those are, yeah. I can't even do those voices anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I am Mrs. Conclusion! I guess that's as good as you can
yeah,
get.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But it hurts.
You got it.
But it hurts my...
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
I don't like that. It
takes all the mystery out of having your throat hurt.
Yes. What does Dr. Pranofsky know?
So, the Dietzes have opened a...
The Dietzes.
Are about to open a big-ass hotel on
Hula
a private...
Hotel.
Yeah. No, the Hula restaurant.
Oh, sorry about that.
The hotel is like the Dietz paradise...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
...douchey place. Two.
They call it Dietz Nuts.
Yes. So they're opening this hotel on a private island of Hawaii... Which is the only island apparently left that has certain species of things.
Like wild bahubas.
And beatniks, which still exist.
Beatniks are...
The beatnik planeteers are... because they're multicultural and fighting for the environment.
I would totally watch that.
These are literally like proto... Planeteers.
the beatnik Planeteers.
This guy probably wrote this after watching Captain Planet.
That's why it stinks.
Because, let's see, there's two Hawaiians, a Japanese person, an American.
While walking into a bar.
Yeah. And what was the other one? A Mexican named Francisco.
Yeah.
He's the one with heart.
Ugh, fuck you in the mouth.
Earth, fire, wind, water, heart!
What could he even do? I don't even remember. Control animals? What?
I think he made people feel bad about throwing litter on the ground or something. I don't know. He was just like...
He was the Indian from those...
He was like...
He was literally... No, he was the kid from the Jungle Book.
He was the fifth wheel.
He was Mowgli.
He was just like... Heart! That's the fifth element, right? I saw that movie.
Not to be confused Corbin with wood. Dallas
Multipass.
Rock.
Earth, fire, wind, water. Corbin Dallas Multipass. And they wore
Damn!
They wore the rings on their index finger. Like fucking fucktards.
Yeah.
No. Captain Planet should have turned them all into trees. Like the Don Cheadle version.
And this all happened in the last episode.
In the last episode, you met Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Sure did. Hi.
And the Dietzes are opening this hotel, and people are mad about it. And
I'm just mad about the Dietzes Hotel. That's what people are saying.
Mad about Dietzes.
And Dietzes mad about me. Actually, they're kind of indifferent.
And some Hawaiian ghosts are trying to hire Beetlejuice to do his Beetlejuice thing, but he lost his license.
Like that's what stops him.
Yeah, and yeah. They just are like, "Oh, you lost your license? Well, we're out. Peace." And so Beetlejuice. That's all that's
so
going
far,
on. They're opening a hotel.
So far, this script is living up to its name.
Otho found a rock on the beach,
and he said, "What is this rock doing here?"
It was just out of place.
But he was outraged saying it.
It's not a plot point. Don't look for it to be something important.
It could be. You haven't read the rest of the script.
Yeah, that's true. It could be.
I've read enough to know that this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Because everyone else is just a paragon.
The hotel is designed in the vernacular style.
Yeah, that's true.
And most
the hotel
modern.
Is designed like a way of speaking.
But it's most modernist.
Yes, it's most modernist and vernacular. And something else. I think he said thesaurus.
I do like vernacular furniture. That is some of my favorite.
Yes, yes. The vernacular period is one of my favorites.
Deconstructivist was the third.
Oh, yes. Wow, you have a fucking memory on you.
No, I can just scroll.
Oh, she scrolled. Now she doesn't know where she is, though. She can't find her place again, I bet. Yeah, she's not arguing.
Charles just nodded appreciatively. Thanks. I got it.
Oh, he did. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, yeah, we're caught up now. This is part two of Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. Y'all, seriously? Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone thought this was 127 pages worth of a good idea.
So far, it hasn't lived up to the name. Because the name is, like, the best thing about it. Like, when you hear about it, like, there's a script called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian, you immediately want to read it.
Yeah. And, you know, it says on the title page, based on an idea by Tim Burton. This dude and... What's his name?
I guarantee you his
Jonathan
idea...
James.
See, you got a fucking memory.
I guarantee you his idea was, let's do a script called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Jonathan Gems and Tim Burton were sitting around drinking...
Heavily.
And they were coming...
Absinthe. It's Tim Burton, by the way.
And Jonathan's like, hey, I wrote a movie, and I want to do that again.
Please hire me.
We should do a fucking...
Burton's like, you know, I did a movie. I want to do that again.
Beetlejuice sequel. And let's have some ideas. And they're just sitting around. And by the time they polished off the second bottle, Tim's like, Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. And passes out. And the guy goes,
and he realizes,
let me get my fucking typewriter.
Because he still uses a typewriter.
Probably. Papa John's 1 minute survey. Ooh, hey, email. Trash. That took way less than
why
1 minute.
Them and maybe give us free pizza for the promotion.
Why are you looking at a Papa John's thing from last week's episode?
Yeah, Sean.
It takes them a while to send this shit. They know that we're doing a podcast a week later and are like, they probably want a pizza again.
I mean, they're not wrong.
I mean, Kelly's with them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
They have a tracker on Kelly.
They might as well, really.
Kelly authorized Find My Friends for Papa John's.
Yeah, when I order an Uber, they just send me a Papa John's car.
You get there faster.
That's really true.
All right.
Fade in.
Exterior, countryside, day. A white Range Rover is driving along a narrow dirt road. Interior, moving car, day. Delia is driving. Otho is in the passenger seat.
So how's it going with Mr. Deeds?
He gets worse. He doesn't read, he hates art, all he cares about is money.
Exterior, countryside, day. A white Range Rover drives past a gorgeous waterfall.
So the divorce is still on.
That was in voiceover.
Yeah.
This is also in voiceover. Absolutely.
Exterior.
It was very cheerful for a divorce, sorry.
And a voiceover.
It's got an exclamation point.
That's true.
This bitch is excited.
Absolutely.
She's really excited to be divorcing the dude with a private island. In Hawaii, no less.
They didn't have a prenup.
She's leaving him for Dr. Evil. He has his own island.
With a volcano, just like
exactly.
This one.
Exactly.
She has a type.
She has a type.
Yes. Lasers.
And Charles refused to shave his head and have a hairless cat because apparently she has a bush. See what I did there?
I'm just waiting for you to wind down.
Keep waiting. What? We were on what year? 23?
Exterior. Old village. Day. It's a village. Of course it's old. Mm-hmm. Nobody's like, look at this new village.
Unless you're in the UK.
True. Ah, this music. I wish we had this last week.
It's kind of stressing me out.
I like it more now.
Have to turn it up now.
Assholes.
The Range Rover is parked at the bottom of the hill. Otho and Delia are walking up toward an old, deserted Hawaiian village. Oh, it's deserted now.
And it's old. How much did Charles make last year?
I'm not sure. About $2.36 million, I think.
Did you update the prenuptial agreement?
He won't do it.
Well, maybe the holy man can help us with this.
Exterior, Mr. Maui's hut. By the way,
Mr. Maui?
This is the island holy man established last week at the end of the episode.
He's about to make them wax on and wax off.
His name is Mr. Maui. That's like, I'm the Florida holy man. My name is Mr. Tallahassee. What the fuck?
Well, you know.
Mr. Maui.
I'm sure there is a Mr. This Tallahassee in Florida, and you're just an asshole.
This guy is terrible at naming things. The Hula restaurant?
Yes.
A fucking teenage character named Edgy?
Listen,
dude, die.
I buy the teenager character named Edgy. We had some goofy names when we were kids.
But nothing that on the nose.
I don't know, man.
We didn't call you Tubby.
But we called you Spooge.
But we didn't call me Shorty.
We should have. I mean, enough people called you Shorty that you got less angry about that than you did about people calling you Screech for some reason. Because Screech wasn't a short character. So I never really, it was based on your hair, I guess.
And my skinniness. Mm. And the fact that I am Dustin Diamond.
And the fact that Screech, because Screech never dressed like a waiter. He always had on these like loud clothes and fucking like triangles of like red and neon green and like just.
Oh, wait, suspenders. We should check. Kelly, do you know who Screech is?
I was pretty much named after Kelly Kapowski. So
okay.
I dare say so. I would have thought that would be a little too late for you guys.
Yeah.
Weren't you a little past that age range?
Dude, we were watching like Tiny Toons and...
I mean, look, watching and...
Animaniacs.
Watching and it being on while jerking off are two different things.
I mean, Tiffany Ann.
I would jerk off to Tiffany Amethyst, of course.
What do you mean, would have?
I said I have.
That's what I thought.
Okay, legitimately...
Are we going into a jerk-off story now?
No. Legitimately, one of the first conversations Trevor and I ever had was we were walking around our high school campus, and we were talking about the show Blossom. And, like, I do not know this guy, really. Like, one of our first conversations, and he tells me that he likes to touch himself when Six is on screen, the character played by Jenna Vanoy.
I don't think I worded it that way. I don't think I said, I like to touch myself.
I think you did. It was weird. You weren't like...
When Six is on screen, I touch myself. Jenna Vanoy.
Yeah, I bet she looks like garbage now.
Was there an actual like joke to it, or did I just say?
No,
that?
You were just like, you wanted to let me know that Jenna Von Oy makes you up, hard.
In case it came up 20 years later on a podcast.
She's like 12. I just Googled her.
She's older than us.
That's really weird that she was alive when we were in high school.
What?
All right, listen, I don't like where this is going.
Oh, really? That's the part that...
I love where this is going. Unfortunately, this is not the podcast where we do this kind of thing.
We're reading a script.
Yeah, right. It turned into Touche El Douche, as it often does.
Mr. Maui's hut.
You and your huts.
Otho and Delia are outside...
The new Otho sound effect.
That is a good... Otho actually could be... That actor could have played Jabba. Where are we? I'm lost.
In the hut.
Middle of page 14.
I just heard the word hut and laughed. I wasn't like following along. Where are we? Page 14?
Yeah. 14 on the pages marked. 15 by your program's count. Because it counts the title page. Middle of the page. Exterior.
How much did Charles make last year? No.
Past that.
Oh. Did you
update? Past all that dialogue and... That's the first slug line. Exterior, Mr. Maui's hut. Day. Otho and Delia are outside a grass hut. Otho knocks. On what?
On a towel.
Mr. Maui opens the door that the hut has, apparently. He is an elderly Hawaiian in a long, dirty robe. His white hair sticks up in a comical manner.
Ugh. Marty!
His lined face is melancholy and wise.
Please tell me you know what Back to the Future is.
Yes.
All right. Thank God.
I feel like we need a counter, like, in the background every time I get one of those questions.
A tally. Yeah.
Bing!
It's like the best time to be our age, because we're growing up now. We're like nostalgias.
And we get to make fun of all these grown adults for not having seen the stuff that we loved when we were kids.
Like, I remember, like, you know, being 18, and when somebody was like, "So you've never seen Jack Benny?" No, they never go, "Faggot." You didn't see Jack Benny, you piece of shit.
Dude, when I worked at the movie theater, I had an employee who said he had never seen Ghostbusters.
Well, you got to kill that guy.
I literally left work.
You can't have that guy.
Went home,
around.
Got the DVD, brought it back to him, and said, "I do not want to see you in this building again until you've watched this movie."
Kelly, you know about Ghostbusters?
I have actually not seen Ghostbusters.
The one with boys.
You haven't seen Ghostbusters?
Sure have not.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, honestly, some of these...
Have you ever had sex? I mean, like, what the fuck? Did you do other things?
So yes.
Do you? Exactly. Yeah, she's right. She was out getting laid. She hasn't had time to watch all these fucking movies.
Things like Ghostbusters, though, and Beetlejuice, really, like, I have difficulty understanding how people can... get to 25 years old without ever having been exposed to them.
Yeah.
We had better things to be doing than watching 20-year-old movies.
Says the girl who still plays Pokemon Go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Snap. Yeah. I'm going to have. Snapped. Have you seen that TV show? It's so good.
What TV show?
Snapped.
No.
It's about women who like just break and kill their
husbands. I'm done. I'm sorry. No.
Right, the narrator has the best voice. You fall asleep every time.
Okay, he opens a door. Oh yeah, his face is melancholy and wise. He is not pleased to see them. Exterior, seashore, beneath cliff, day. Trevor, at this moment, is picturing Cliff Clavin.
I know I'm not. It's even worse than that. It's Cliff Huxtable.
Just like an overturned glass next to the seashore.
Yes. Actually, that's what I thought. And like, it's like it's beneath cliff, so of course I picture Felicia Rashad.
At this point, it is 2017, and Bill Cosby rape jokes are still hilarious. Bill Cosby, by the way, yet another survivor of 2016.
It's funny.
Some incredible survivor.
Look, I just want to clear this up. It's funny because he raped a bunch of people. got away with it. I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding. He did rape a bunch of people and get away with it, but it's not funny. It's hilarious.
Lydia wanders along the base of the cliffs, collecting seashells. I'm sorry.
Now I am picturing Cliff Clavin, you son of a bitch.
John Ratzenberger, just like
he's an Empire
floating
Strikes Back.
Above the
Kelly, he's an Empire Strikes Back.
Thank you.
I wanted her to feel like she's a part of the conversation again.
We've got to close the shield doors. Worst Cliff Clavin ever. I'm sorry. I apologize.
If Cliff Clavin was Woody Allen. Oh, wait, no, I didn't even like Chris. Woody Allen doing.
Lydia wanders along the base. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, Trevor. Does Lydia, from, you know, someone who's actually seen the movie.
From someone who dated her. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Does she seem like the kind of person that would collect seashells?
You know what? The Lydia at the end of the movie, maybe.
I still feel like that's like a big character arc.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for people like Kelly who've never seen this classic.
That's like Patrick Bateman doing charity work, helping the poor and the needy
It's like Patrick Bateman doing Jason Bateman.
I wouldn't say it's anything like that.
I would.
I wouldn't say that was a funny joke.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, you're just over there chuckling at it. You're like, they have the same last name, and I put them in together, and it's...
Shh, don't reveal my process.
Collecting seashells. She feels lonely and out of place. There's Lydia. She rounds a large boulder and is surprised to see Sukhavati, the American,
to be clear,
sitting on a rock, meditating like Americans do.
And
Sukhavati opens her eyes and smiles serenely.
You're the girl with Mr. Huge. I'm sorry. At the demonstration. Oh, my father. Why do you call him Mr. Huge? When he first came here, he went around saying, it's gonna be huge! Wow, this was 10 years before its time.
Before its time?
Lydia grins. It's the first time we have seen her smile. Ever. Because it's out of character. Exterior. Ocean. Day. A school of dolphins is swimming by. Exterior.
What?
That's it.
Okay.
Whole scene. Dolphins. We can't do exterior beatnik beach day and then start with dolphins are swimming by in the background. No. It needs its own fucking scene.
Yeah, it's not a continuation.
Exterior. Beatnik beach. Day. Lydia and Sukhavati walk along the beach. Sound of music coming from the beatniks in the distance.
How about you? Oh. After I leave college, I'm gonna be a roadie. That's interesting. Yeah. Or maybe go to acting school, or be a scientist. Genetic engineering's cool. Or maybe fashion design. I haven't decided at this point. By the way, I'm Lydia. Sukhavati. That's an unusual name. It's what I was called when I lived in Atlantis.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
That's what Lydia should say to
That's
her.
That's literally what Lydia is. You're like, oh, fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. And just walk away.
What did your mother name you? Esther. Well, I gotta go. Nice meeting you.
Sukhavati heads off towards where the beatniks are gathered. Why are they beatniks? Under some leaning palms. Lydia watches her go, feeling rejected. Exterior, countryside, day. You know, I was so excited about reading this, and this always happens. I'm so excited to read something that I know is going to be a train wreck, and then when it's a train wreck, I'm so upset.
It is a formula. The show does have a formula.
Well, yeah, we read bad scripts.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a formula to the level of excitement that comes with it.
Yeah. Exterior, countryside, day. Delia and Otho are going down the hill toward the white Range Rover. Keep mentioning that it's white. We need that.
We're in Hawaii, by the way.
Weren't they driving a big wheeled Jeep?
Like, yeah, they were.
Maybe he doesn't.
God damn it.
Maybe
there's no difference everything.
Between a Jeep. Yeah, she's got a fucking memory, dude.
Jesus, don't.
It's because I didn't live through the 80s.
Don't piss her off, man. I swear to
wow.
God.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, that was lame. Which is a word we use a lot in the 80s.
Well, see, the bad part is that we lived through all of the 80s, every single day of them. Because we were born in the 70s.
That's true.
Man. Old people.
Yeah.
If you hear any noises from here on out, just know that it's their bones creaking.
Isn't she adorable, folks? This is her last show. Let's say goodbye.
White Range Rover, they have both been stimulated by their meeting with the Holy Man.
Oh, fuck.
He was just finger banging both of them.
I like the way it fingery. He was just fingery.
Have you guys seen Your Highness?
No.
Really? The Maybe? Danny McBride movie?
Okay, so you've seen the Danny McBride fucking Your Highness movie, but you haven't seen Ghostbusters.
Okay, Your Highness is hilarious.
Ghostbusters is hilarious because it's a fucking legendary. It's a perfect comedy.
It's true. There are not many movies you can say that. I forgot to. I saw.
Word sentence together making.
I saw a Gregory Peck action figure.
Shut the fuck up.
I took a picture of it to show you.
Okay. Now?
Yes, it's my podcast. I'll do what I want. Y'all can just fucking suck it. Yes, there is legitimately a fucking. I keep saying legitimately. I think that's my new word. Here it is.
You're Walter Peck. Slowly I mean. Turning into Sukhavati.
Walter Peck?
A Walter Peck fucking action figure,
you
dude.
You said Gregory Peck.
Yeah. There are Gregory Peck action figures. Fucking. You know goddamn well there's got to be a Atticus Finch action figure somewhere.
I sincerely thought you said there was. Okay, fuck.
I did say Gregory Peck because I was wrong and stupid. And, was. And side note, I just remembered I have in fact seen an Atticus Finch action figure. That's a real thing.
Did you take a picture of that? No. What good are you?
Dude, did you expect to see a Walter Peck action figure?
You know what? Much more so than a Gregory Peck one, yes.
Yes, it's true.
This man has no dick. You don't get that. A real look of loss on her face. Oh, wait, that's her relaxed expression.
I would have said disinterest, but close enough.
You should totally see it, though, for real. But what were you going to say about the Danny McBride movie?
Oh, I was going to say there's a holy man who requires fingering to have his visions. That was the tie back.
Nice.
Now I feel bad about missing that movie.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe it was written by...
I think...
Jonathan Gems.
I think it was written by McBride and James Franco.
Written.
What does James Franco not do?
Except...
Sleep with people who are not underage.
What does he not do except, you know, act? Convince me that he's something other than James Franco.
But you know what? I'm kind of okay with James Franco being in anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
just as James Franco. Like
that Wizard of Oz piece of shit.
That was dreadful.
It was horrible.
But Dave Franco.
I like the joke about him at the James Franco roast. How I was like, did you know he has a fucking brother named Dave Franco? That seems like such a made up story. Oh, you got a brother. Who? Dave Franco? Fuck you.
Everybody knows he's an underdeveloped clone.
I think he's a better actor, actually.
I do, too. I think he's better looking, too.
Yeah.
He's squintier, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a sign of attractiveness.
He looks more like James Dean than Franco does.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Because he's squintier.
Yes.
But James Franco is 6'2", and Dave Franco is 5'8", which is just...
You're right, fuck him.
Boggling how those genetics worked.
Yeah.
Script.
It's a lot of disparity. It's the same gene pool.
There's a script.
Really? Because it's your line, idiot.
Oh, I did you really? I thought you had to read the thing.
I read it already, but I'll read it again. Delia and Otho are going down the hill toward the White Range Rover. They have both been stimulated by their meeting with the Holy Man.
He's amazing.
Wonderful. The real thing.
Did he?
That's my line.
I'm sorry. Why are there two?
Yeah, why is it split?
That's the gayest
shit. Delia and then Delia.
Fuck you, dude.
I don't know how to write a screenplay. I'll just start typing. I'm sure it'll work out.
They must have taken a line out or something. Or maybe he just doesn't know what he's doing.
And this was before Final Draft.
Yes. It does look like it was done on a typewriter.
Did he give you a mantra?
Yes. Wai kupo base funi. What's yours?
Oh, what a door key arm.
Wait.
Oh, what a door.
Oh, what a dork arm.
Late December.
Dorky arm.
Key.
I think it's supposed to be like, oh, what a dork I am. What's his?
Oh, what a dorky I am.
Wake.
What a dorky arm.
Wake up, beast.
Wake.
Wake up, obese.
Wait. I hate that this script is making us have this
wake
conversation.
Wake up, obese,
phony. Phony.
He is obese, the character.
Wake up, obese, phony, and oh, what a dork I am.
Dork was the worst insult they could come up with.
Yeah.
Well, dork is pretty harsh.
It's like Wee Todd Ed.
It's like calling someone a twerp.
It's like I am Sofa King. Wee Todd Ed.
Our prices are... Come to Sofa King. Our prices are low. How low? So fucking low. Oh, Saturday Night Live, you're still not funny.
Exterior, Chicken Ranch, Old Hawaiian Village, day. A dirt road leads from the Hawaiian Village to... I'm putting on my like real serious voice for this.
You are.
Like I'm reading Apocalypse Now or something. A dirt road leads from the Hawaiian Village to an old clapboard ranch house with chicken huts and a corral containing two horses.
Clapboard, you mean the thing that they clap at the beginning of scenes? It's a house made of those?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
On the porch is a large cage containing an injured parrot.
It's dead. It's not dead. It's resting.
Interior, main room, ranch house, day. The interior is an eclectic mix of farmhouse, Hawaiian, and beatnik, which is not a thing. There are two dogs and six cats. Count them. Count them. Go ahead. There is a pot of stew on the table. Tago ladles out a bowl for Francisco and himself. Edgy, Ginger, Sukavati, Jerry, Kimo, and Waka 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 are eating. Sukavati is reading from the Dietz Paradise brochure.
Fishing includes charter boats for big game fish, bonefish and spear fishing, surf casting, pole and net fishing, and freshwater fishing. Gross! Hunting for pheasant, quail, doves, and partridge is from June to January, and pigs and goats may be hunted year-round. There's lots to do on the mini Splendored Isle.
In 20 years, there will be no difference between here and Miami Beach.
Maybe we can make him see us.
How?
Kidnap him.
No, but we should talk to Mr. Maui.
The beatnik's not assent. You're Jerry the Hawaiian, Trevor.
I got you. I'm working
I out. Want to remind everyone that Jerry with a G is a Hawaiian.
Sukavati is an American.
Well, she's from Atlanta.
She's from Atlanta.
So I should give him a Hawaiian accent.
Yes.
Whatever
yes, we can ask him why there's no surf too. What, that's not Hawaiian enough for you?
Is that Hawaiian at all?
My James Mason?
That was perfectly Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Exterior.
Well, you know, his name's Jerry, so...
Exterior, jungle, day. There's a slug line you expect to see in a Beetlejuice movie.
That's true.
Lydia wanders alone in the beautiful jungle. Huge flowers, bushes with fantastically shaped leaves, dappled with sunlight. Mm-hmm. That's not a sentence.
No.
Huge flowers, comma, bushes with fantastically shaped leaves, comma, dappled with sunlight.
You're just saying...
Verb, something.
Stuff that is things.
Nouns! A big blue and red butterfly lands on her head. You notice how there was a verb and then a subject.
A blue and red butterfly? It's going to bite her and she's going to turn into Spider-Man.
A big blue and red butterfly lands on her head. She goes very still and slowly reaches up. The butterfly alights on her hand. She brings the butterfly to eye level and gazes at it.
You're so beautiful, and I'm so miserable.
Fuck you, movie. Fuck you in the ass.
The butterfly flaps away over the lush, exotic vegetation.
I'm sorry, that was awful. You're so, beautiful, and I'm so miserable. Oh my god.
Here in paradise. See, the thing is,
Jesus,
this writer doesn't know how to actually portray a teenage girl as being miserable.
Or a goth. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
So he just says, you know what? She should say she's miserable. Then the audience will know
that's how we'll
she's
convey
miserable.
It. Yeah.
That's it's like people just walk into a room and go, I am happy!
That sounds like a John Mulaney sketch.
Right. Oh, yeah. He says he loves dating Jewish women because they just say what they feel. There's no, never any guessing. My girlfriend just walks into a room and says, my stomach hurts!
That was pretty spot on.
I love John Mulaney.
Sean, you should do one of these characters as John Mulaney.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, if you can do a voice, you should do it.
Exterior, dirt road, day. The Range Rover drives along the dirt track. The voices of Delia and Otho, reciting their mantras, fades in.
Oh, what a dork he am. Why Koopa base phony?
Wake up, obese phony.
Wake up, obese phony, you fat fuck.
Suddenly, the car breaks. Oh, with an A and not an E.
Okay, but A makes it's sense
such,
there.
It's such an easy joke, but like...
Yes.
It's not even a
Those
joke.
Are the ones Trevor goes for.
I love them.
Never reach for those upper branches.
Oh, fuck you. Read it.
I was killing time because I was trying to find my place.
Yep. Otho almost
Suddenly the car breaks. Otho almost goes through the windshield like he could fit.
Yeah, he'd get stuck in the windshield.
Interior, car, day.
Delia, what are you doing? I almost went through the windshield and I'm concerned for you.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
What do you mean?
Don't you get it? The mantra. Oh, what a dork I am.
Coincidence.
Do yours.
Wake up, obese phony. Wake up, obese phony.
He stares at Delia, dumbfounded.
That was dramatic enough a scene that they ended it right there.
Hang on. It is dramatic. There you go.
Smash to black. By the way, that's how every dramatic scene in Sleepy Hollow ended in the script. Not the Tim Burton movie, Sleepy Hollow.
Disney one?
But the TV series from Fox. Every dramatic scene would end with smash to black.
It says smash in the credits?
In the script. Smash to black.
The credits.
Exterior, village, day. Mr. Maui sits cross-legged on the ground outside his waddle
All
and
right,
daub.
Let's just relax.
Outside his waddle. Oh, that thing give on that stick picks up noises.
Give me
it hears things.
Give me a heads up when you need to move it, and I'll...
Well, no, I accidentally knocked it over in my pursuit for pizza. Thank you for attention to it.
All right, are you okay now, or do you need to move it? Because I don't think it needs to be where it is.
It needs to be pointing at your face.
I'm A-okay.
I'll fix you. Hold on. I'll fix you.
I'm fine.
Sits cross-legged on the ground outside his waddle and daub grass-roofed hut. Pretty sure waddle is that thing under George Lucas's chin.
That would be a jowl.
No. It's not over here. It's just right here. It's just this.
I think it begins with a G, doesn't it?
You think that's a waddle?
George.
I've always called it a waddle. It's called a George.
Yeah. That begins with a G.
And you know what's funny is he shaves it.
I know.
So his beard doesn't get on it. It just like goes right along his actual jawline.
Well, goiter. I think that's the word.
That's actually like a...
He has to shave it. If he didn't shave it, it'd look like he was wearing a cat as a scarf.
If he didn't shave it, he would just look like Rob Reiner. And no one looks at Rob Reiner and goes, what the fuck is that thing dangling down from his chin?
Because they know it's a goiter and they don't want to mention it. It's fucking cruel. Funny, but cruel.
Anyway, the beatniks sit gathered around him. Oh, who wants to be Mr. Maui?
I'll be Mr. Maui. What is he?
He's the old wise man.
So he's Spanish?
Ooh, no, I've got a voice for him.
Okay.
What can I do? Everybody... He's Rafiki.
I know.
Oh, you know what? Could you do him as that creepy, weird Vietnamese guy in Good Morning Vietnam? You'll get me picture of that ankle. I give you a freebie. I miss, what is it, Jimmy Chow?
Oh, yeah.
Do him as Jimmy Chow.
It's
another movie you probably didn't see.
Or the other guy. I'm waiting to die now.
I am waiting to die now.
What can I do? Everybody gone to work for hotel. Whole village. Kaplooey.
White people wrote this. But why is there no surf? I'm sticking to this joke.
Okay.
For Jerry.
This is really appropriate for today's atmosphere.
Is it?
Doomed! Everything! Finished!
The beatniks look worried. Exterior, edge of village, day. Lydia comes out of the jungle into the village. God, this is stupid. She looks around at the deserted huts. She can hear voices.
Well, that's how you, process voices, as you hear them.
Exterior, Mr. Maui's hut, day. Mr. Maui's posture denotes hopelessness.
What if we chant?
No.
Was that me?
Yeah, you're Francisco, the Mexican.
We could burn down the hotel, okay?
He's not a prawn.
I know. I like doing Pepe.
No. They got the howly magic.
Howly magic? Insurance.
There must be something we can do. Maybe there is one who can help with the surf.
Who? Mr. Maui points.
Her.
The beatniks turn. Lydia is peeping out from behind a grass hut. Exterior, Mr. Maui's hut, day. Lydia is sitting in the center of the circle of beatniks, opposite Mr. Maui. He has both his hands on her forehead, his eyes closed. The beatniks watch, transfixed. He removes his hands.
You have the gift!
Lydia opens her eyes, dazed.
Did you ever call a wave?
Call a wave?
I will teach you.
Interior, Afterlife Supermarket. Dear everybody, Beetlejuice will apparently be in this Beetlejuice movie.
Well, you know what? He didn't show up for like almost the whole first act.
Yeah, you had to establish him.
The first one.
He's already been established, and then he spent the last 20 pages not
in. Yeah, that's true. He does. He's like in the first scene of this fucking thing.
Hey, he's still mopping. It's a big job.
Mop, mop, mop. All day long. Mop, mop, mop while I sing this song.
Gonna wash that floor. Gonna make it shine.
Gonna clean off the spray paint with turpentine.
That is 23 years of too long together.
Especially since we just made that up on the spot. Beetlejuice is sitting on a packing case looking at his crumpled photograph of Lydia. A small black cloud forms over his head.
Fuck you.
A mouth develops in the cloud and two eyes.
The fuck you goes to this line, by the way, the first line that he has. Death sucks!
Okay, here's my issue.
You have so many.
It's just... Is he from Texas? Since when does he have a giant red mustache? Does Beetlejuice have a giant red mustache, Trevor?
It's an acting choice.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
He just looked me so like straight in the eyes. And
it's an acting choice, clearly.
It's an acting choice. Yeah. Like... Okay, Eric Stoltz.
My choice is, well, first of all, Eric Stoltz, I feel like I have a better understanding of comedy than he did. But I think Eric Stoltz is a fine actor. But my choice is that Beetlejuice has been around for so long that every time he speaks, it's in a different accent completely.
No, you've had him Texan this whole time. It just took me until now to nail it down.
Yeah, but different areas of Texas.
Oh, so this one's from Denton?
Denton. Good call. It's even a funny word.
Denton.
I have a dent in my car.
Oh. Read your line.
Where? Oh. Death sucks. If only I'd married the bitch I'd... Wait. If only I'd married the bitch, I'd be mortal now. Who's Mind Cloud? What is Mind Cloud? Did it even introduce that
character? Yeah, the black cloud forms above his head, and then it gets...
I do apologize. I didn't realize the cartoon character of special effect had lines.
Make Mind Cloud a crotchety old woman.
Oh, you don't want to be Mind Cloud?
No, you can be Mind Cloud. Okay.
You blew it.
She said a crotchety old woman, not Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
You blew it! Shredder, you incompetent!
Shut up! Oh, hey you, said the voice.
Just the voice goes, hey you!
Hey you!
Beetlejuice turns. Behind him is a skeleton with long hair, wearing a peaked cap, gloves, and shiny black shoes.
I guess it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Get off your ass! You're behind schedule!
What's the rush? We never got any customers.
Just do it!
The skeleton walks away. Beetlejuice puts the photograph in his pocket and picks up his mop.
Asshole.
He glances at the skeleton.
Get a life.
The skeleton turns threateningly.
See, that's funny, Sean, because they're dead.
Beetlejuice looks busy.
Get a life.
Exterior. Ocean and beach night.
It's ocean and beach night, kids.
Here at the Hula Hotel.
A beautiful night. The moonlight glitters on the waves as they roll to the shore. In the middle distance, where the beach meets the land, fire is burning. Sound of music fades in.
The hills are alive.
The beatniks and their two dogs, they have dogs now, sitting around the fire.
Didn't we just have two dogs and six cats?
Two dogs and six cats, you're right. This bitch does not forget a damn thing.
An elephant.
We should wrap you up in cellophane.
No one's ever said that about you before.
Not and survived.
She's a skinny thing. The beatniks and their two dogs are sitting around the fire. Kimo is playing acoustic guitar around a fire on the beach like a douchebag. Edgy sings a Hawaiian song.
With her nose.
Tago is playing bongos because their names sound similar, apparently.
Tago.
Even though he's Japanese.
Yeah. You know, the famous Japanese bongo players.
Matthew McConaughey.
Andy Kaufman.
Surfboards are planted in the sand because that's the way I've seen them on posters. There are blankets, sleeping bags, and pillows scattered around.
And surfboards were grown.
The beatniks are clearly going to spend the night on the beach. Oh, here, let me describe it and then say it outright. Asshole. Exterior. Rock. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to find some of the writers of some of these scripts and see if we can interview them as follow-ups.
I mean, this guy hasn't worked since 1998.
Yeah, so. I can probably mail him a pizza and he'll do it.
To be fair, that's how you got me.
Pizza roll.
Exterior.
Come be on the podcast, I'll send you a pizza roll.
Exterior, rocks and sea, night. Music distant. Lydia, in a trance, is sitting on a rock facing out to sea.
She's high.
She takes a deep breath and sings. All your characters sing.
Not on screen, thank God. Can't say the same for Trevor's.
The sound which comes out of her mouth is extraordinary. Alien. More like
I thought you were dying. I was excited.
Last week, Sean had a stroke. This week...
Wait, hang on a second.
Previously on Table Reads.
Sean died.
Yes, today the part of Sean will be played by Billy Shears.
The one and only Billy Shears.
The sound which comes out of her mouth is extraordinary. Alien. More like whale song than anything human.
Fuck you.
Exterior. Beach. Night.
What's that?
Kimo stops playing. The beatniks stop and listen. From far away comes the strange sound of Lydia calling a wave.
Oh my god.
Exterior, rocks and ocean,
night. Why are the rocks always teamed with something? Rocks and sea. Rocks and ocean. Rocks and roll.
Why can't rocks just be on their own, man?
They tried, and then Otho picked them up and threw them back out.
That's a reference to last week's show, everybody.
Bitches, I forget a goddamn thing. Lydia is singing.
Lydia.
The sea is noisier than before. A swell rises. It rises further. It picks up momentum.
Yeah,
thanks. A series of shots.
We know how the sea works. Fuck you.
A series of shots. Thank you for describing a movie. Lydia singing. The beatniks noticing the swell.
Look.
The swell rising until it
that
is...
That was Jerry, by the way, everybody.
Jerry, the Hawaiian with a G.
Look.
The swell rising until it is a wall of water moving into land. Oh, great. Jesus. She called a tsunami and killed them all.
I mean, at least it's finally the goth I was promised.
Yeah, right.
At least finally we'll get some benefit concert.
Joy Division's gonna play.
The beatniks run to get their surfboards and head toward the sea. The two dogs dance down the beach, barking joyfully because they know what surfing is.
Dogs know how to dance.
Lydia sings, transported. The wave starts to curl and break. The beatniks stand at the shoreline and watch.
No, and he's actually not tired. It's just literally what the script is doing to him.
And watch the wave, excited. Lydia sings. Have we mentioned?
Lydia sings.
Like a whale.
100 yards out, another swell begins. Here comes another one. The beatniks rush into the water with their boards. The moon reflected in the ocean. Lydia singing.
Jesus.
The deserted fire burning and crackling. The beatniks paddling out. The wall of water approaching. Kimo is the first to catch the wave. He leaps up onto his board. Lydia. Anybody? Anybody?
Break dances.
Lydia sings.
I was going to guess needlepoint.
Kimo surfs. He is a superb surfer. Is this a C. Jane Run book? The other beatniks catch the second wave. Everyone's surfing in the moonlight.
That's it. That's the end of the script, folks.
Except Lydia, who is...
singing. Interior, Hula Restaurant, night. Long shot of ocean from clifftop. Pull back. Full sentences not needed.
It was written by a Native American.
In a movie.
Paleface come into scene.
This is where Johnny Depp comes into this Tim Burton movie.
Okay, there we go.
By the way, how did they think that was a good idea?
I mean...
God damn it. Johnny Depp's just like, yeah, I'll play a Native American. I can't see a problem with that.
Hey, to be fair, that movie would have been completely forgettable if not for that.
You know what?
In a way, it's great PR. It is
completely forgettable.
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it.
Just because this script is even more forgettable, though.
That's true.
I did not realize that movie existed until I was thinking about inappropriate movie... Native Americans.
Yeah, but it's memorable for something. There's more than can be said for most Tim Burton movies, so.
That's true. I watched...
The reason I don't like them is because I do remember them.
I watched Miss Peregrine's School of Peculiar Children, and I don't really remember it. It's a stupid name.
Except for Ava Green.
Well, yeah. Yeah. She wears a lot more clothes in that one than I'm accustomed to. She's naked a lot.
I mean, if I were Ava Green, I would be too, so.
Where are we? Long shot. Oh, yeah, that's right. The ancient Hawaiian ghosts are looking out the window at the dude. That Mr. Maui, I should have done as Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, my ancient Hawaiian ghosts.
Have you ever called a wave? The ancient Hawaiian ghosts are looking out the window at the revived sea and its rolling surf. You know, all these Hawaiian people were going to be white people. I guarantee it. If this movie got made, they'd all be white people.
Yeah, well, it's their Tim Burton character, so they'd be white people with dark circles in their eyes.
Yes. That's how you can tell they're Hawaiian.
Yep. Surfing beatniks are like
the surfing beatniks are like dots in the distance. That means you can't see them.
Someone hath countered our spell of cessation.
That was Ahi. Who's Ahi. Named after a kind of tuna, I should point out.
I think that's mahi.
No, there's Ahi tuna, and then mahi, which is not a type of tuna.
Huh.
It's a fish.
But a very separate fish.
It's actually a Hawaiian fish.
Yes. Mahi. I guess.
Oh, it is.
Exterior, rocks and ocean, night. Lydia stops singing! Oh my god! And comes out of her trance. She is exhausted, but elated. All around, waves are crashing.
Well, yeah, it's the beach.
Foam is spilling and splashing around the rocks.
Well, yeah, some... Okay.
Exterior, beach, night. Under the leaning palms, the beatniks and their two dogs settle down to sleep. The fire is dying down.
This music is perfect for the mood, by the way.
A little distance away, Kimo and Lydia sit, talking.
Have you always been psychic?
No. Started when I was 14. We had these two ghosts in our house in Connecticut.
You're a white witch.
Not really. Being psychic is no big deal. It's an accident. Like being born with a big nose or something.
So did they ever say they were in Connecticut in the first movie?
Probably.
Did they say she was 14?
No, she was definitely...
She was definitely not 14.
I mean, I don't know if the character was, but Winona Ryder was definitely at least 20 when she made that movie.
20?
Well, she looked young for her age.
I don't know. Kimo is already half in love with her. Exterior, beach, later. Kimo realizes that she shoplifted all his shit.
No, she was 17.
Possessions are lame, man. She can't have them.
Yeah, Winona Ryder was 17 when she made that.
Oh, really? We have Katie! We got a Katie!
All right, relax. We have a Katie. Wait, no, we don't. She's on this podcast. We need her on the other one.
Okay, I have a
What's
Katie.
The other one?
Touche El Douche.
We just sort of get together and talk about bullshit.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd ruin the title if I showed up.
It was created by a woman. And me. What was your concern about ruining the title?
Oh, I thought that like you were trying to be clever with a two in Touche.
No.
Touche.
Just Touche.
No, actually, our friend Jimmy, who didn't show up to do Boxes and Drumsticks with us, is sort of our
He's
co-host.
The third mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He weaseled his way in.
Into our hearts.
Yeah. I get mad at him a lot.
I know. That's why I want you to always never... I don't want him ever not on the show. You guys
The beatniks are asleep.
You guys are adorable.
The fire is almost out. Kimo and Lydia are still talking. My people have given up the traditional beliefs in exchange for televisions and washer dryers.
They're Mayans.
They don't care that Kanuka is a sacred island. They want the money and the tourists will bring.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Maui had a vision where all the animals, all the birds were dead. Even the fish in the sea. And Kanuka was a giant parking lot. All concrete and cars.
Well,
this is what we want to prevent, but it is hopeless. My people call us outlaws now. Popoli.
Popoli?
Crazy. Crazy outlaws. Exterior, beach, later. The fire is out. Togo is snoring lightly. I'm Togo. It is very dark. Kimo and Lydia are still talking. Okay, so you just...
They just wanted to show the passage of time.
I guess.
We've got a talking montage.
Not as exciting as the Rocky training montage, but it's alright.
He builds a hotel here because it's beautiful. Because people will pay to come to a beautiful place.
Sean, can I ask you... I mean, I know you're not doing anything remotely Jamaican, but... Can you promise me that when next time you say island, you say island? Island.
Because people will pay to come to a beautiful place. But when the tourists come, they bring business, shops, cars, more hotels. Nature is destroyed, and the island...
The island!
Island!
Is beautiful no more.
I want to spend just 20 minutes with him. Make him listen.
He won't listen. My father never listens to anything.
Oh my god, this fucking line.
Yeah, right.
Kimo looks at her sadly. He is utterly handsome.
When he's sad?
Hey, Kelly, does this turn you on?
This would be... turns me on.
I just did a sad face.
It turns me on.
As an utterly handsome Hawaiian.
I mean, I'm turned on every time you're sad. So.
Well, I mean, that's good, because you can only jack off with my tears.
Not only, but I mean, you know, once you get addicted to it, it's like hard. It's like duck vaginas. The whole bit about duck vaginas, okay. He's like, he didn't want to find out he was addicted to a duck vagina.
Oh, it's Louis C.K.
Yeah, I didn't want to find out that the only way I could come is if I jerked off to your with your tears.
Exterior.
Gotta have a backup plan.
Exterior, beach and ocean. How come no one in the history of the world has ever needed to put beach and ocean together in a scene heading before? How come this is
if it's just the beach, it's the desert. You don't need to say ocean.
Beach implies ocean.
Yeah.
It's exterior beach. And asshole.
This movie.
Angle on. Bird singing.
You know what? I think we're time-wise, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
Let's do the next scene.
So, no. Let's stop with...
But I have lines now.
He is utterly handsome.
Yeah, that's
we can wrap on he is utterly handsome.
But it's my only line.
Fade out.
Beetlejuice.
This is my favorite song, actually.
The Beetlejuice.
Yeah, this is good, man. Is this more of that YouTube royalty-free music?
You know it.
Damn.
We jammed the YouTube-free shit.
I hope it's not free only if you use it on YouTube.
No, there are some where they say, this track you have to use, you can use it, but you have to give credit to the person, and I never do. I never use that one. I always use
the Trevor ones. Is a badass for those who are just not listening.
It's very true. I do live life on the edge.
This song is used
to call me edgy.
Going back when you whispered.
That's right.
So this song is by some guy whose name I never remembered.
And whose name we don't need to know legally.
Yeah.
Because there are some people whose names legally you have to know. I think we've all said that.
So, Kelly, any thoughts on this episode?
Can I interrupt? Kelly?
No.
Your thoughts on this episode, please.
Thanks, Trevor.
Let's get to the matter.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I was told, hey, you're going to be reading this, like, really cool goth chick who sings to the ocean, like Ursula.
Did we say she was really cool?
No.
I don't think those were the words. The glee in your voice.
I don't know, man.
She seems super goth, you know, singing to the ocean, singing in general.
Yeah, with her seashells. With her seashell collection.
Oh, yeah.
But she's miserable. Yeah. She told the butterfly, yeah, so that was an important clarification.
The red and blue Spider-Man butterfly is so beautiful, and she's so miserable.
She told the butterfly, while holding all her seashells, that she was miserable.
What a morbid cunt.
I mean, I would say that this guy doesn't understand women, but I don't think he understands humans.
Yeah,
he knows what, you know, he knows what women want. He said Kimo is utterly handsome.
Did he write what women want? Mel Gibson.
Women want
true to life movie.
Sad Hawaiians and seashells. That's what the script
should
be called.
Do the seashells have to be sad, too?
Beetlejuice 2, Sad Hawaiians and Seashells.
It'd be more apt than what it is.
You know what? The reason the seashells are sad is because people are shitting on them.
What do you do on a beach?
This is Beetlejuice Fails to Go Hawaiian, Part 2.
Beetlejuice is still in Publix.
Beetlejuice fails to do a lot, actually.
Beetlejuice Mops Murder Kroger, Part 2, right here on Table Read.
Beetlejuice fails to appear in the movie. Sir, he's sir not appearing in this film.
The stories are very linked, though.
because Lydia is on the beach and calling the waves and all that, and Beetlejuice has a picture of Lydia. So
I sincerely,
you know, like, there's overlap.
I mean, that's true. That's love. Like a Paul Thomas Anderson
Kelly,
movie, right?
Kelly
there.
Is literally it's about to. Entwined. Kelly is literally about to show her worth over me on this podcast.
I thought I did that when I walked What's, in.
No. Now you have to actually sit down and say some shit because it's an oral medium. You know, people don't just. It's not in video. But here's the thing. She can probably tell you what's going on in the script. I sincerely have no fucking clue. Besides the few basic things that Beetlejuice is in the Netherworld and they put up a hotel. But I really
Which
don't.
Reminds me, I'm going to need to write down some notes for the next time we record this so I can do the
It's hard to follow, man. It really fucking is just like
Really not a lot has happened.
Yeah, and it's But it's formatted in a way like things are happening, and then there's like a, you know, scene for every, you know, page or two, and then it goes to something else, and you're like, I guess something happened just now.
I mean, Otho went through the windshield, so that was pretty important.
And there was a...
Well, he almost did. True. Which I feel like was there. Hyperbole.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she didn't slam on the brakes like she saw, like, a baby in the road. She slammed on the brakes like she realized she'd just gotten insulted.
Yeah.
But she's a mom, so you know she did the mom arm to break your ribs.
She's not that kind of mom. You need to watch the movie. Mm. She's kind of a bitch. She's the kind of bitch that would,
But she wouldn't let her baby go.
She's kind of a bitch that would fly to Paris and leave a kid behind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like in Home Alone? Wouldn't? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill him! Kill him! That movie's so realistic.
Oh, by the way, did you see the edit that someone did where they added realistic gore effects to a couple of the pranks?
The shots of the of Joe Pesci and
yeah, the, yeah, like when no. they get hit by in the face with the big pole thing, yeah. And then they fall through the hole into the basement. And there's a shot of them laying there, and in the movie they're all like, "Oh!" But right, in right. this, their faces are just like totally caved in.
Oh my god!
And then when Kevin cuts the pipe down, it goes plunk plunk, and it just falls down the hole, and then just blood spurts up. It's amazing.
This is a movie called Home Alone.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you actually know that?
I actually. Okay.
So
did.
Hey,
she was answering something.
Yeah, asshole. Just because I'm soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Sorry, Edgy.
I'll turn your mic up so that way you can talk over Sean.
I was actually just trying to get her out of here so she can go to bed because then she has a long drive home.
You guys got to get out
of
here.
Yeah, it's 6 p.m. It's past my bedtime.
6 p.m.
I got to wake up in 7.5 hours for work. I was going to say, we only remember to do this like every other episode. But for those of you under the sway of my voice right now, please do listen and subscribe on iTunes. You can visit our website at tablereadspodcast.com. And be sure to check out our other content, Touche El Douche, on soundcloud.com/Ferris Wheelhouse. And Trevor has a new thing on YouTube. Look up the Looney Tunes critic and see Trevor wax philosophical about a cartoon rabbit and his friends.
Yes, and how I destroyed Space Jam.
No. The filmmakers destroyed Space Jam.
You can't say that about Shaq.
No, they destroyed...
Shaq was not in the movie.
Shaq would have made
I'll
that movie...
I'll do Kazam.
Yeah. Shaq would have made that movie better, I think, actually.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but, yeah, so I destroyed Space Jam and a Christmas special, and I'm about to not destroy but praise Mel Blanc. So
hell yes, Mel Blanc.
Yes.
Well, it will be up by the time this posts. Yes.
Yes, it will be. Do you have anything to promote, Kelly?
No, I'm not shameless. So.
Everybody, check out the awesome specials at Home Depot this week. Check out the Home Depot Facebook page to see all of Kelly's great work.
Thanks, Sean. Getting me fired.
Yeah, no one listens.
No one listens.
Actually, funny story for the listeners. Kelly said, I don't remember the word you used because it was like a professional, social media professional sort of word.
I think I said, what's your reach?
Yeah, she said, what's your reach? And I said, hey, Trevor, Kelly just asked, what's your reach?
That's adorable.
And he said, tell her it was nice working with her.
All right,
yes,
guys.
Our reach is you.
Our
you,
reach.
Fair listener. That one awesome guy who messaged us on Facebook and said, hey, I just found this podcast and I've listened to like three scripts worth
already.
If
we wanted to get really pathetic with it, we could actually list them by name. The people that,
well, that guy
that listen, you know.
That's the only guy that's reached out and told us that he likes what we do. Everybody else is hate listening.
Yeah, like Leisha.
Like we're hate reading.
Like Leisha.
She did never listen to this show. She hates
no,
me.
She, well, that's true, right? She hates you. But she listened to me. She listened to Touche El Douche. That is weird. Like, she fucking hates you and would listen to the podcast just because.
Yep.
Well, she likes Jimmy, too, so.
Good night, everybody.
This podcast was created by Sean McBee and produced by Ferris Wheelhouse. Fuck. Cut to black.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.